Well, what do you know? The old girl still starts. Pinkies, this is the Fey Driver. I'm driving Dorian Gray today, the little old 911, the poor car which has been neglected. I haven't driven it for 16 days. It's finally getting to go out for a little run. The rain has stopped here in our little town for about 10 minutes. So I thought, let's go. Let's get this car out. It's all nice and clean. I'm going to get it all nice and dirty. Guess I got to get some flow going here. Feels a little moist in here. I can't see my police detector. What am I going to do about that? Let's see if we can move that. Oh, and I broke it. I broke it. All right, fell off the window. Un momento. This thing just doesn't stick well to my windshield, probably because of the temperature. Anyway, all right, can you hear me okay? Did I mess everything up? So Pinkies, let's put some gloves on because it's actually kind of warm. There's a very odd smell in the air too, from something. Smells very ozone-y around here at the moment. So today is the last day of the end of my life, I guess. I don't know. How do you explain this one? I am finished my vacation. It's my last day. Tomorrow I go to work and I start my new job. So, kind of lots of developments. It looks like they're actually getting organized and ready for the lot of us to be coming, moving in there in the new office. So I had some doubts about whether they would be ready, but they seem to be. I have a telephone number. I'm getting a cell phone. I have my cell phone number. And I think I know where my desk is. I'm sharing my cubicle with somebody I like. So I have a large cubicle that I'm in. And sorry, just driving through a construction zone there. Had to concentrate for a minute. So I have, I believe there's two of us, at least I hope there's only two of us, sharing this rather large cubicle. And it looks like it's a good spot. So, and I'm sharing it with somebody I like, so that's a relief. Unless they're going to jam a third person in there. If they jam a third one in there, then it's going to be a little iffy. But we'll see. Maybe I'll send some pictures out when I get there. I'm just getting, you know, little reports from my coworker friend about how it's going for her first couple of days. Wow, this car is rough, rough riding. So, you know, I guess some people were expecting me to talk more on the last show about the end of my career there. Life being over at the dispatch center. I just feel like, you know what, I don't really have any feelings one way or the other. I feel like it's done, it's finished. I'm not sad anymore. I wouldn't say I'm particularly happy about starting my new job, but you know what, I'm gonna take it one day at a time. And honestly, I have to say, I'm kind of looking forward to working down there. I've got to get these tires warmed up, Pinkies. The roads are just so gorgeously wet right now. Just a ever so slightly bit of moisture on the roads. There's no dry spots. It's all nicely even and wet. And my tires seem to be gripping okay. What is the temperature? 51 Fahrenheit. What is that in Celsius? 51 would be about, what, 10 degrees maybe? Wow, this is a fun car to drive. I've I've been mesmerized by the assassin, that Panamera. This looks like a cop truck. Oh, it's a city works yard vehicle. Okay. That Panamera is just so nice to drive. It's just a treat. It's comfortable and powerful, and I just love that car. I really am impressed with it. It's just the best car ever for trips, and we've gone on a couple trips with it, Mr. Anderson and the dog, and it's a great highway car, and it's just such a fun car to drive. It's just a pleasure to drive. And so I won't go on about it, but oh my God, I'm just loving that car, and I'm so happy to have made this choice. I wonder if I'm going to get this green light up here. Might have to sit and wait for a bit. Let's turn off the traction control here. All right, I don't think I will have triggered this light in time. So we'll have to sit and wait and sit and look pretty for a little while. So today's my last day of fun. I'm out to enjoy this car and take myself out for a nice martini lunch, a 3-martini lunch probably, and do some other air quotes chores, on air quotes, and have my last day to myself. So, you know, I'm attempting to behave myself. Now, horror of all horrors, pinkies. Okay, here we go. Green light. Green light. Someone's put this car into kilometers mode here. Let me see if I can remember how to toss this car around here. It's been that. That Panamera is so, just does not want to have any fun, that car. So this one's a little more chuckable. I just cannot get that Panamera to break loose. It's very frustrating. This car, on the other hand, is much different. Oh my goodness, someone had changed my speedometer to kilometers. Ozzy Battler, did you come here and muss around with my dash buttons? There, get it back there. Now, miles per hour, that's what we want. I seem to have a high-speed vibration on one of these tires. I must have lost a weight somewhere along the way. These guys in this lane and they're not turning. What's going on here? Okay, now, pinkies. Now, listen, there's been a shocking development in my life that I have to tell you about. And I have to, I must apologize to all the people who I've slighted in the past, who I mocked and thought less of you for having a Fitbit, because I ended up getting myself a Fitbit watch, which is, as a watch, it's crappy, because you cannot tell the thing, you know, when you want to look at your watch, you just want to look at your watch quick and see what time it is. The goddamn screen on these Fitbit watches, it's always off. So you go to look and if you don't wiggle your wrist properly, you can't, it won't light up and show you the goddamn time. And then you could try to tap it, tap, 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 it won't turn on, show you the goddamn time. But it's more than happy to annoy you and nag you every, oh, congratulations, you just made your, some, you were active for 30 minutes. Like, that's it. Like, who's not active for 30 minutes? What kind of a world are we living in where your watch has to remind you all the time that you're alive? I mean, oh, this thing drives me crazy. I'm trying to turn off these little things. Congratulations, you're a human. You walked around. It's the most ridiculous thing. I do have to say, though, let me close my sunroof here. We're just having too much fun around here, Pinkies. It's kind of hot in here, too. Oh, my goodness. There's that high... Listen, feel that vibration? Can you hear it? I'm doing 66, 67... some wheel is lost. It feels like maybe one of the rear wheels has lost. Okay, let's leave the traction control on for this corner. Oh yeah, there it goes. Turning it off there. Robbing my power. I have to say, I'm quite impressed though. Like, I've bought into it. I drink the Kool-Aid now because, oh, how many steps did you do today, Faye? Oh, 17,000. So now, like, oh, I want to... I am being motivated. Like, even if I walk downstairs to get a carton of milk, I'll, like, step really high and I'll do the 3 steps forward and 2 steps back up the stairs. Oh, I just turned into some sort of exercise monkey because of this goddamn watch. Oh, so I don't know. Now I have to say, I am innocent here because I didn't buy this. Well, I guess I did buy this for myself. We were given an allotment, a credit at a fitness store from my work. Oh yeah, stop putting on. Okay, let's turn that traction control off again. Thank you. We were given an allotment to go to the fitness store to buy garbage. Oh, school bus on the road. Uh-oh, what's that mean? Because, you know, we need to remain to be fit and healthy in our work. We get these credits to go. You can buy running shoes or any kind of athletic equipment. And one of the gizmos, or one of the credits, was for an electronic fitness tracker. I believe that's how they termed it. So I had to go and get myself one of those Fitbit watches. And now I'm hooked. Don't you get excited, all you Fitbitters. I will not be joining the Fitbit community. Just love that little bit of slipperiness on the roads. It's just, you get these really lovely little four-wheel drifts. And pull, 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 pull. That Panamera really... You get these great four-wheel drifts in the Panamera because the car just attenuates all the power, and it's just really a treat to do a lovely little drifty four-wheel slide around some of these corners. It really is a treat. This 911, it's a bit of a different story. It's a little more... These 911s, they're not... very forgiving. Oh, into the gravel. So you really gotta watch your P's and Q's with that weight on the rear end, so they can get a little snaky, which is fine by me. It's fine by me. So yeah, so don't you think that I'm gonna be getting on the Fitbit world and posting my progress every day? That is not going to happen. Looks like I might be late for my lunch date here. wonder which way I should go. Alright, got a change of plans. My route didn't work out. Guess I'll be going a different way. So, I guess I'll have to check in with you in another couple of weeks after I've been doing my job for a little while. And I'll tell you all about how life as an office boy is going. Yeah, is that it? No car questions? And I guess that's it. So, do I have anything else to say? Oh, I'm sure I do, but maybe I'll save it. Okay, I am the Faye Driver. This is the Pink Wheel Nuts Podcast. Thank you for listening. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thank you for listening. Sunroof, please. Oh, lovely.